In the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and verse 33, reads like this: "And there we saw giants, and we were in our own sights as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." This was the report of 10 of the spies that Moses sent to spy out the land. Caleb and Joshua saw the same situation. They saw the giants. They saw the walled cities. But the Bible says they were of another spirit. Here's what Joshua and Caleb said: "If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land. The Lord is with us. Fear them not." They believed that God would do this. Nonetheless, Caleb and Joshua suffered 40 years in the wilderness, not because of their doubt, not because they did not believe that God could help them go into the land. They suffered because of the majority. In that case, we see here where the majority is not always right. And when the majority is wrong, the minority suffers with the majority. The penalty of the wrongdoings of the majority also fell upon those that believe. Let us just suppose that these 10 spies had done what Jehoshaphat did in 2 Chronicles. Joshua found himself in a much like situation. Armies came up against him that was way too strong for him. He admitted it. He knew that Judah was not strong enough to win the battle, just as the 10 spies knew that the giants were too strong for them. There's nothing wrong with admitting your weaknesses, your inabilities. But what is wrong is to not factor in God in your situation. God can do a work in your situation if you will factor him in to your problems. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when this circumstance happened to Jehoshaphat, he went into the house of the Lord. He told his problem to God. He cast his problems right at the foot of God and says, "God, here it is. You see the problems. We're not able to do it. You got to help us. Our eyes are on you." I like that. Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When we come up against a problem too hard, if we'll just look to Jesus, we'll see our problems in a new light. So what did God tell Jehoshaphat? He says, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. You shall not need to fight in this battle, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you." God told Jehoshaphat, "This is not your battle, but I want you to show up." He said, "You won't have to fight even. Just show up." I mentioned that the greatest challenge for the people of God is to show up, and God will show out. God said, "Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." And the Bible says that when Judah came to the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude. They came to the watchtower to look. They were only spectators in the arena of God. God was doing the fighting. They were just the onlookers. God said, "Show up." stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when they got on the watchtower, they looked, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth. And how did this happen? Did he send an angel and destroy them like he did on another occasion? Did he send a plague among them and slay them with the plague? How did this happen? The Bible tells us everyone helped to destroy another. Did you know that God can cause your enemy to self-destruct? Your enemy is already on a self-destructive path. And if you will just let God do his thing, you'll find out that the enemy will defeat themselves. They will be snared by their own snare. They will dig a pit for you and fall in the pit themselves. When they come against you, their arguments will not stand. When they bring a case against you, it will fall through. When they try to deceive you, God will give you the wisdom to discern what they're doing. In Exodus, the 15th chapter, God said, I will be an enemy unto your enemies. I will be an adversary unto your adversaries. Moses says, he shall cast out the enemy before you and destroy them. God said, I will deliver your enemies into your hands. David said, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Job says, deliver me from the enemy's hand. O, redeem me from the hand of the strong. Psalm 78 tells us, they remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. And Jesus said this, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. Jesus said, I'm empowering you to be an overcomer over the enemy. All you've got to do, my friend, is show up, and through the power of God, you can become more than a conqueror. What is it to be more than a conqueror? It could be that you could win and not even fight. You could let God fight your battles, because when the enemy comes against you, he's coming against God. That makes it God's fight. I remember as a boy, my neighbor came up and slapped me. What did my father do? My father said, you don't have to worry, Charles. This is my fight. When he picked a fight with you, he picked a fight with me. I feel the same way about my Heavenly Father. You do not have to have that I'm not able to do it attitude. You don't have to cow down under temptation. Even though you may be overcome, the forgiving love of Jesus Christ will cleanse you. You may have failed in the past, but with the undergirding of the Holy Spirit, you can try one more time. You can get up and get out and show up and watch God show out.
When you're walking through deep waters, I am with you. When you climb tall mountains, you're not alone. For I said in my word, put your trust in me. Stand still and know I am God. When the enemy surrounds you, he can't harm you. when you're too tired to fight. You're not alone. Let not your heart be troubled.